Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I have my good friend, Michael Stonis, all the way from Chicago.
That's right.
Yes, got it. Coming on the show to talk about some awesome brand new controls. Michael, how's it going?
Pretty good. Yeah, yeah. It's been all right.
Yeah, I got to snuck you in. You just released some really cool stuff. So I was like, you're in town. I got to get you on.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm super excited.
So people may not know who you are, so maybe give them a little quick 30-second overview.
Yeah, you got it. So my name is Michael Stonis. I work for a company called 8bot, where we primarily focus in on using Azure technologies and Xamarin technologies to build mobile applications.
Yeah, and you've been a long time Xamarin MVP, Microsoft MVP.
Yeah.
Running user group, do a whole bunch of everything, right?
Yeah, Xamarin all the way back to 2011, I think.
Yeah, nice. So. Yeah, I think just as long as me, just about. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. So what did you do and what are you showing us today?
Yeah, so with doing Xamarin for so long, things have transitioned, and the mobile world's kind of transitioned if you think about it, you know? So early on, it was iOS and Android only. We got Forms introduced, and with Forms getting introduced, a lot of times people were still looking for apps that looked native on their platforms, right? But as time's progressed, you know, iOS and Android have started to look closer to each other, I would say. And designers are pretty opinionated. So like they come up with designs, they give us to us as the developers, and it was hard for us to say, we can't do what you want to do, right? So what we did is we took a step back, looked at the tooling that we have, kind of looked at the ecosystem and said, why don't we make it so that Xamarin Forms developers can build beautiful apps super easy, right? If our designers come to us and they say, this is what I want, I don't want to have to say, it's going to take a long time, or, you know, that might not be possible. I want to come back and say, yep, already got it done and look good, you know, immediately.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things that are in the toolbox. If you want that exact iOS and Android look, boom, you're covered, right?
Exactly.
Yep. And then if you want some like material look, now with visual, get some material look, which is similar. But sometimes I think a lot of apps that I see are like super customized. Like, like these controls don't even exist in the toolbox. Like, where do these things come from?
And the hard part is too that, you know, when you're working with designers, they don't know what comes out of the toolbox or not. They look at other apps and they say, well, I've seen that in that app, so if they did it, why can't we?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
So. Yeah. So what did you develop to do this?
Yeah, so we built a new control set called the Aurora controls.
Ooh, Aurora.
All right, sweet. yeah, so Aurora, you know, like the Aurora Borealis. We thought it was kind of neat. And the whole idea there was, let's build a tool set that's easy to use, super customizable, and basically like a one-stop plug and drop to get all the neat stuff that was tough to do before.
Very cool. Yeah.
So yeah, kind of show a quick overview of features here. So whole idea is we're trying to make it, you know, as customizable and as native for Xamarin Forms developers as it can be. So everything can be built in C# code. Everything can be done in XAML code as well. It's going to be code once, apply everywhere, right? So our whole goal is when I add this control in, if I'm building something to match the Cupertino style or the Material style, it's going to look that same way on every single platform. Behave the same way on every single platform.
Now, are these controls that are just sort of custom renderers on top of existing controls, or are they all brand new controls?
All brand new controls.
Oh, okay, got it. So it's like an extension of the toolkit more than anything, kind of like...
Entirely, yeah. So underneath the sheets, we're using a technology called Skia. Mm-hmm. So we use Skia Sharp, which has been... just a blessing to get this work done. So Skia Sharp allows us to draw these controls in a kind of a platform agnostic manner and just allow them to be rendered out the same way.
Cool.
It's the same thing that something like, you know, Skia is used for Chrome, it's used for Flutter, a bunch of other technologies is its drawing engine on the back.
Yeah, and you have the core Skia Sharp and then Skia Sharp Views, which is like you can actually do all like basically your 2D drawings in Skia Sharp, which is cool.
Exactly.
I think we have one or two Xamarin shows on. I'll put them in the show notes and Skia Sharp documentation below.
Yeah, outside of these controls, if you're looking to do something custom, it's the place to go to.
So what's in this toolkit? What you got?
Yeah. So, kind of our high level controls, what we wanted to do were hit the things that people came to us most often with. So, simple controls like here, you can see we just got some kind of gradient containers, some card view containers, simple gauges and stuff like that. Loading overlays. So, you know, we've got controls for Cupertino, Material, and all that. Let me actually switch. I'll switch over to here to go to some of the highlights. Probably be better too.
And this is at auroracontrols.app.
That's correct. Yeah, fancy. Aurora Controls. Yeah, that app domain was a fun one to get in on. So things like this. So we've got like gradient pill buttons, you know, that a lot of designers seem to be going towards. The float label controls. So as you type in, you know, your placeholder will become floating above the text. And, you know, and all these are customizable. So if you don't want to have like the full border on there, you just want the underline border, you want no border, you can customize that, you know, on the fly. Yeah, so like I was saying, yeah, kind of, you know, the tile controls, step indicators, cool. And a whole bunch more.
Oh, yeah, we kind of went nuts. More, yeah.
We went nuts. I think in total, at least at this point in time, we're talking about 70 controls or 70 different configurations of controls that you could build out there.
Very nice. Yeah, so, and it looks like some of these are very similar, but what you're saying here is like, let's say this button, this material toggles, like you would get a one-to-one on both iOS and Android. So like there is a toggle, but really this is, that is the control that you will see everywhere.
This is the material toggle switch.
Got
it'll
it.
Look in that material way it. And look exactly like that on every platform.
I see. So a lot of people, when they come to Xamarin Forms, think like, oh, like here's this Cupertino switch. Like if your designer's like, no, I have to have this Cupertino switch on Android.
Exactly.
You can just use this and it'll be that everywhere.
You got it.
Ah, yep. Very cool. So it's not like you have a switch with a theme. It's like, no, this is the control. This is what you're going to be using.
Yeah. So it is a little bit different in that when you think forms, like you were saying, if I add a switch control, it's going to look different on each platform.
Yeah.
In this case, when you add the Cupertino switch, that's what it is.
Cool.
It's not sort of a slightly different on each platform. It is as it is.
Nice. And looks like you have some really complex things like zooming images and cropping images. And
yeah, so we've got, these are in our experimental branch right now.
Okay.
So we've got things that people have asked for quite recently. So our out of the gate, our stable controls, our first release of controls, I guess, would be sort of the material, the Cupertino, and a lot of these, you know, sort of controls that sort of are often requested.
Got it.
In the future, what we've been starting to work on then is image editing, cropping controls, you know, full 3D transformations on images and stuff like that. Definitely not Photoshop or something that in, but, you know, sort of simple image editing controls.
Nice.
That we've had requested, you know, time and time again over the years.
Nice. Do you have it in action over here so we can see it?
Yeah,
photos
sure.
are nice, but.
Yeah, let's see it run, right? So. I've got a couple quick demos here that I put together. So we've got iOS on the left-hand side and Android on the right-hand side here. Mm-hmm. And you can see, so basically these are running side by side. Both of these, this first one that we're looking at here is the iOS style or the Cupertino style controls.
Yeah.
So you can see, you know, as I touch into these, they behave, they animate, you know, they should animate the same way or approximately the same way as they do in iOS. Behavior is the same across. You know, we've got our slider here, our segmented control.
Oh, nice.
So we can actually interact with those. This one, I always forget the name of it, but this is kind of that, like, you know, if you go onto iOS and you've got your, like, volume slider up and down,
yeah.
you know.
That's cool.
Those types of things, your loading indicators. And then if we switch over to the material side then, right, we've got controls which match more of that material design. You know, when you tap on a button here, you get the inkwell type animation.
Mm-hmm.
Our switch looks more like the material switch. And loading components and whatnot. And you could use these on both platforms, or you could use these on UWP as well, right? So that's the idea. Hit the big three platforms out there for performance developers.
Very cool.
We've got another fun one here that I sprung on you last minute. put your photo in here. So these are some more of the custom controls. I just wanted to put these out here just because these are a little bit more fun. So, you know, like a animate, you know, a gradient background here. All the controls that we built are meant to be interacted with at runtime as well. So here, like you can see that over time, it'll actually change the background there or animate through the background. That's, you know, all being done using Xamarin Forms animation framework.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Nothing really new to learn there. The same stuff that you know, but everything can be updated, you know, and modified in real time.
Very cool.
Do you think it's time to party or no?
I'm ready. Let's party.
Perfect. So this is my favorite one. So we've got the confetti view, right? So even silly things like that, like the confetti view, this is running on. There's good old Android emulator. But, you know, confetti can drop. We've got things here like real-time image editing. So this is just a standard image where we're applying, you know, circular cutout on it.
Oh,
we're
cool.
doing some grayscaling on it. Our controls themselves also have real-time modifications that you can make. So you can see I've got, this is our tile control down here.
Mm-hmm.
And we built what we're calling visual effects. So the visual effects can do things like in real time pixelate your controls.
Oh, cool.
Or you can apply color changes to them in real time. So let me see, this would be like a black and white or a high contrast update in real time. We'll go to one that's maybe more fun. So this is actually applying like another gradient on top of the control. So
very cool.
The visual effects, you know, if there's something that doesn't work or behave or display the exact same way that you want it right out of the box, you can go and bring in these visual effects to kind of enhance your app and make it look a little bit nicer out there.
Very cool. Yeah, that's really awesome. I mean, it's really just nice to see like, hey, I need this control. I can put it in. There it is. It looks and works exactly the same across the board.
Exactly. Yeah.
And some unique things, right? Because it's like, you know, in one toolkit, you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff. And again, yeah, sometimes you just want very similar look and feel, or you want them to be a little bit different.
And this way you kind of have the best of both worlds, yeah. Right? So even if you just, you know, sometimes we'll say everything could be native except for this one control.
Yeah.
It has to look this way. The designer is dead set on it, yeah. You know? And so that's those are the types of things we want to hit. And what we'd love to hear too is, you know, feedback from the community of, hey, this is the type of control I want. You know, show us some designs, mm-hmm. Show us some examples. Tell us how we can make our controls better, how we can expand them and kind of meet those needs. And so we've been trying to, like I said, we try to get the ones that we think would be most commonly used or that we've had demanded of us most commonly.
Yeah.
But we're super into feedback, super glad to hear about anything else that people want. We want to use this as sort of a stepping point and just keep on building on top of it from there on.
Very cool. Now, is there like, I understand there's like a pro version and a light version. How does that work?
Correct. Yeah. So right now we've got three versions. We've got a standard and a premium version.
Okay.
Standard and premium come with the same controls. Premium just has better support or escalated support on our team. Okay. And then we also have a light version that's free for the community.
Oh,
so
cool.
The light version is a more limited subset of controls. Our ideal there is to get pretty much all the Cupertino and material controls in there so that people can start to use those platform components, you know, across platform, and then just enhance it from there.
Cool. So, awesome. So go to
AuroraControls.app.
We'll put it in the show notes so you have it. Well, Michael, thank you so much for showing this off. I love to see it. I remember you were telling me about it. You showed me the page. Yeah. I was like, we got to get you on. So I
really appreciate it, man. Super excited about this.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for showing it off. And of course, head over to AuroraControls.app. Again, it'll be in the show notes below. Go try it out and give Michael your feedback. He's going to want it. What else you need? Well, thanks for tuning in for this week's Xamarin Show. Everything that we talked about will be in the show notes below. Until next time, I'm James Montemagno. Don't forget to subscribe, ding that bell, become part of the notification squad. And Michael, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching. Cheers.